Captain America, Steve Rogers, trained to become a one-man army. A combat expert. His special skill is his shield-throwing ability.
That's his special skill?
Iron Man.
I think so.
Real name, Tony Stark. Health, 155. Height, 6'4". Weight, 425 pounds. Yeah, well, in his iron suit, but what about, like Tony Stark does not weigh that much.
He weighs 425 pounds.
His power comes from
pounds.
A steel suit of armor.
Right, hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 265.
We just went over this.
We just went over it. I was just like, what is the number?
This is a podcast where two, see now I know
up.
What, well no, I know what we're called, it's just phrasing it with adding drunken before it seems weird, but I'm still going to do it. Two drunken... No. Two of Earth's most drunken, mightiest heroes.
Perfect. You're Earth's most drunken.
I'm Earth's most drunken, mightiest hero number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Earth's most drunken, mightiest hero number two. My name is Earl. Yes.
You
so
should know
my
that
God.
Part.
I
name.
Should know that part. I really should. And this week, Revelers, we are going
to
be...
Off to a great start.
We are off to a fucking... just a banger this week. We are going to be playing Captain America and the Avengers on the Super Nintendo.
We're
going
to be Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
We are. Maybe they'll be drunk. Who knows?
It's Iron Man.
It's He's quite possible that their
pretty sure Iron
operators
Man's
will be
drunk.
Drunk. Yeah, he is. Tony Stark is
Tony Stark's a raging alcoholic.
Known alcoholic. Yep. Anyway, so Captain America and the Avengers should be pretty sweet. But before we get to that game, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. Yeah. You know, working. As I was telling you before, I was the department hero.
The hero of the X-ray department.
A couple days ago or yesterday.
Were you a drunken mightiest hero? Oh,
no,
okay,
I was
okay.
not.
No.
But I was in a marathon 7-hour surgery. Woo! Where I was pretty much on my feet the entire time. Doing a whole bunch of stuff and
taking pictures of people's insides.
Yep. And didn't take a break at all.
Nice.
Which when it got kind of towards the end, I started to regret that decision.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. You know, you still take a break. Even if you're offered, like always take that break.
I know. But when I was offered, I thought we were almost done. And then I was like, I'll just finish it out. Because I've already been in here for, you know, 3.5,
like,
4 hours.
Have,
like,
if
I would have taken a break when I was first offered, there was still another 3.5 hours of the surgery.
I know, but then, like, if you would have taken a break then, and then somebody would have relieved you.
Yeah. Then I would have come back.
You would have come back.
I would have come back from break
so,
and
like,
taken back over.
15 minutes or half hour half or whatever. Hour. Half hour. Okay. Okay. But they wouldn't have just stayed there then. Like,
no.
And you
would have
got to a different surgery.
Come back to take over. It was my case.
It was your case. Nice.
And also
nice.
Then towards the end, like
Dr.
I didn't want somebody to just like come in and like finish off the case that I had
that
spent
started.
So much time doing. So
right.
I was like,
right.
Whatever. The surgeons aren't taking a break. Granted, they're also getting paid like $300,000 a year, whereas I'm most certainly not.
Right. You're not?
I'm not.
I thought X-ray technicians made about $500K a year.
I mean,
is that not, that's not right?
I think you've been,
I've been bamboozled.
I mean, it's close to that. It's,
oh,
it's
it is. Okay.
Somewhere around there, plus or minus 450,000.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, the Earth's Mightiest X-ray hero.
So I felt good about that, though. It was an interesting and crazy surgery.
Nobody
to
called
be a part
me
of.
The hero of the day the other day.
Well,
so
yeah.
Even though I felt like one for no reason, but I just did.
That's fair. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, you know, hanging out, working.
Great.
Doing it good.
Doing it good. Excellent.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I can't remember if the last time we recorded or not, I had, I put a screw through my hand. Did I talk about that?
Yes.
Oh, I did.
At least I, maybe not. You were talking about that on our
friend
Zoom
call.
Yeah, so maybe that wasn't.
Yeah,
at
like
that time. I
put a
now.
Screw through my hand. Not the way you'd think. I put the head of the screw through my hand. So that was exciting. I was building a thing for Kat, and I the screw gun just slipped off the screw, and I basically punched a screw, and it went right between my fingers, and had to get stitches. And, I don't know. So that was kind of exciting.
Snitches get stitches.
Well, and I guess I didn't really snitch on anything, but I definitely got stitches. 4 of them, to be exact. So, but they're out now, and everything's good.
Healed up.
Yeah, it's getting healed up. It was like really red. Like they told me 10 to 14 days, like leave the stitches in for 10 to 14 days and then get them out. And I made an appointment, but the earliest appointment I could get was 15 days later. And by the time I was like getting them out, it was all red and puffy and like, and I went there and I was like, oh shit, is it infected? God damn it. But the doctor was just like, nah, that's just your body saying, get these fucking stitches out of me. And I was like, okay,
that's
good.
Fair.
Yep. So anyway, I'm good now. So
cool.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else new to report. I don't know. Plays and shit.
Yeah.
Gross.
Shit
does suck. Tell the Revelers and I, though, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I've been playing Rogue Legacy 2.
Rogue Legacy 2? That sounds like a Star Wars
game. The final
version.
No. Rogue Legacy.
Oh, Rogue Legacy. Right. I was thinking Rogue Squadron.
Yes, you were. Rogue Legacy, you know, the
yeah,
game
that awesome
really like
game.
Popularized
Rogue
the Rogue Light.
That's a thing?
Yeah. I've talked about it before because I was playing it a little bit on like early access, but I didn't keep playing it very much because it was early access and the game wasn't complete and stuff.
Okay.
But now it is complete and it's out on consoles.
Is
and
it
stuff.
On Switch?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. I'm playing it on Xbox.
Okay.
It's sweet. I mean, it's, you know, it's more Rogue Legacy.
Yeah.
Just with, you know, new environments and new skills and abilities and stuff. I really like it. And if you're not familiar with Rogue Legacy, it's a Rogue Light. It's kind of the game that really like popularized, I feel like, the roguelite aspect,
yeah, where
like
is some progression.
You do die and you start over in a procedurally generated world, like every time, you know, you do a number of different runs, but there is some progression. You end each life with gold and whatnot, and then you upgrade your character by you spending that gold to make your castle bigger, which gives you, you know, more health, starting health, or more
attack power
or defense power, or magic, or unlock different classes, because each time you die, the next character you play as is supposed to be a descendant of your previous character, and they have different traits and stuff, like maybe they're dyslexic, so you can't really like read things, or you read things backwards, or they have Tourette's, so every time you get hit, like
they say fuck.
they like it's just like the symbols appear above their head or whatever, or you're colorblind, so the whole game is in black and white. Then
I think that's actually, it's such a cool feature.
Yeah,
like, and every time it's something different.
It's
and
something different. One, some of them are just
change it,
yeah,
you know?
And some of them are like, well, this doesn't really.
Isn't there?
There's some that really do affect gameplay,
right? Because like I'm thinking of the first one, but
right.
Like, isn't there one where like everything is flipped upside down, and
like,
you like have to play upside down, and like,
or there's, you're like, you can be a dwarf, so you're a really small
which
character,
which means you're weaker. And,
weaker, but you can then, there's some secrets that you can only get into when you pick that character,
right.
But you never know if that secret is going to be there again, or it's not going to, because the castle shifts every time, but you can lock it in place.
Right, you can. Okay.
But yeah, so it's,
you
it's
gotta
really
pay gold or something to
right
do that.
Yeah, you gotta first unlock the architect and then you can do that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a super fun game. My only complaint with this one is I think the balancing of upgrading is a little off.
Like, you're too powerful?
No, you're
not powerful enough.
So in the first one, if I want to upgrade my health or whatever, say, just use health just for example, every time I, you know, you buy the first upgrade of health, and then the second one is going to cost a little more, and the third one's going to cost a little more, but they go up just in price based on you buying just health. Where in this one, like, say I got to level 3 on health, and now I went and upgraded, like, my strength for a little while. Now my next level of health actually costs a lot more because I'm just like leveling up everything together.
So
everything increases in price when you unlock anything.
Anything. Oh, that's that's
so eventually nice. Now, like, to upgrade certain things, it, like, I can clear the whole first area and half of like a second area, and I've got thousands of gold. But then I can only really upgrade one thing.
One thing. Oh.
Like, I can't be like, I'm going to do, now I got tons of gold, I can upgrade my health by like three levels and my strength maybe by one level and my armor by one level. It's like, nope, everything's costing like 2,000 gold for one upgrade, no matter what. And I'm just not even like unlocking all the classes because I don't want to, I want more health or strength or armor. The things that are actually going to help me get further in the game.
Right. So because have you beat it yet?
No, I've beat the first boss.
Okay.
Because in this, once you beat the boss, it's just beaten.
You don't have to fight him again?
No, you don't have to beat it. Same with Rogue, the first one.
Really?
Oh. Once you beat it once, you don't have to kill all four bosses or whatever in one run.
Is that true?
Yeah. Holy because shit. You're playing as your next descendant, so if you already killed the boss, that boss is still dead for your future children.
Wow, I guess I never realized that. Maybe I think I killed the first boss once.
Yeah, so like, you would never have to kill that one again. Okay. You go through and you make it further and further.
You always just go to the green area, the garden or whatever, right? Or
I don't remember which the second area.
To be the second
area is. Yeah. You can go in any order
you want in that one.
In this one, it's more organized because you do get upgrades of abilities that you need to progress to the next area, like being able to dash in midair or jump off certain things, or like eventually I think you get like a double jump and stuff. Okay. So I can't get to the upper part right now because I don't have the ability to get up there.
Right.
And whatnot. But yeah, it's super fun. Cool. I really enjoy it.
Rogue Legacy 2.
I've done, I don't know how many runs, but.
Cool.
Yeah, beat the first boss, so.
Awesome. Yeah.
What about you? You told me you were playing a new game.
I was. Well, it's not a new game. I mean,
it's new for you.
But it's new for me, and it's new on Switch. I've been playing The Stanley Parable.
Yes, I've heard of this game.
Have you ever played it?
No.
Okay, it's fucking hilarious. I've been laughing out loud. Like, I had no idea. I saw it on, I think, the Switch subreddit, like, because it just came out. It's the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe.
Right.
And everybody was like, just get the game and go into it blind. Do not read anything about it.
I don't really know anything
just
about it.
Just go into it. And I don't want to say too much because it's fucking hilarious. It's super funny. You're like this guy named Stanley, and you start off in this office, and there's a narrator telling you what's happening. And as you go, you basically either do what the narrator says or you don't. And like, there's all sorts of different endings and all sorts of different ways to go. And like, each run is only like, it can be like 2 minutes or 10 minutes. Like, there's not much to it really, but I don't know. I've managed to get at least somewhere between 5 and 10 hours into it, out of it. And like, I don't know. In the Ultra Deluxe, they added some content and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It's really fucking funny. It's all about making decisions. And there's no, you know, like, so the narrator will be like, and Stanley, there's the main decision point is right at the beginning. Like, and Stanley got to two doors and he took the door on his left to go to his boss's office. Or, you know, like, that's what the narrator says. When there's two open doors and you can go on the one on the left or you can go on the one on the right. And then like, and then the narrator gets mad at you, you know, he's like, that's not the way to this boss's office. And Stanley knew it quite well, but he thought he'd go this way for a minute. And like, I don't know. It's just like, it's really, I don't know. I was like actually laughing like out loud at it. It's very funny and it's just bonkers. Some of it is just so weird and it's super meta. Like it knows that you're a player. Like, I don't know. And the achievements, like, there's like one achievement is don't play the game for 10 years.
Yeah. Cause I remember it was like 5 years or something.
It was 5 years in the original one. In the Ultra Deluxe one, it's 10 years.
Cause I remember a few years ago when it was 5 years after the game came out, it was like, this is the first day that anybody could possibly get this achievement.
Right. And there's like other just super weird ones. Like, there's like one where like this achievement is broken and like you can't get it, but as you go through one of the paths, you somehow get, like, I don't know. I don't want to say too much. Like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, right. But I don't know. It's very fun. I'm having a blast and it's like really,
I might have to look into that.
And yeah, I don't know. I had no idea what to expect. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. Just trying to figure out the different things to do. I haven't looked at a guide yet, so I don't know how many more things I'm missing, you know, by not doing it, but But yeah, I don't know. The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe. Yeah. There's a line from the narrator about the Ultra Deluxe version in the added content version. He's just like, Ultra Deluxe? What does that even mean? He's just making fun of the game. Like, it's so fucking funny. I don't know. Anyway, the Stanley Parable, that's what I've been doing.
Cool.
But this week, Drake, we're going to be playing some Captain America and the Avengers. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
There we go. Let's.
I was
do
like,
it.
Did we actually test the sound effects?
Yeah, I had tested them earlier, but then not once after you.
Once
got
we started recording, yeah. And stuff.
But they seem to be working. It might be a little quiet. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah. So three questions. For those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Yeah,
barely. All right, here we go. Three questions. Captain America and the Avengers, Super Nintendo, question number one. Oh, I'm all beery. I almost burped there. Okay. Now, question number one. The arcade machine for this game appears in what cult classic movie from 1994?
Oh, God. I read this. It was in... Oh, fuck. Fuck me running.
Fuck
what
my
else?
Ass.
I know it. I fucking read it
it's
earlier.
It's a great movie. It's a fucking fantastic movie.
It was in... God... Damn it.
That's not the movie. God damn it is incorrect.
It's a good movie.
It is.
I don't think that's a movie.
It is. Or no, God. What is that God movie? The Gods Must
Be
Crazy. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
It appears in the background.
It appears
in
the background of...
Movie?
In what year?
1994.
A lot of good movies came out.
Good movies in 94. That is correct. This one's really good. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you've loved it.
Fuck. I know it because I read it.
The answer is Airheads.
Yep.
Airheads, starring Adam Sandler, Brendan Fraser, and Steve Buscemi. Yep. Classic fucking movie. Absolutely amazing. This game apparently can be seen in the background. That's question one. Okay. Question number two. I'm not actually sure if it's in the SNES version, but in the arcade, there are a couple voice clips that say the classic Avengers Assemble. However, the end screen of the game translates the iconic catchphrase to what? Like, the voice clips are correct and it says Avengers Assemble, but like at the end screen it says words, but what is their classic catchphrase translated to?
Avengers, come here. Ooh. Come here, Avengers.
Close. Avengers unite. It's just like, come on, guys. Come on. Okay, 0 for 2 here, Drake. 0 for 2. Here we go. Question number 3. This game features another excellent example of the translators not actually knowing the language they're translating to. When the Avengers first encounter Whirlwind, the Avengers say, "You can't escape." And Whirlwind replies with what?
All your base or belong to us.
Very close. He says, "You will be the one escaping." Like, I don't know, bro. Aren't you trying to prevent them from escaping? Like, you're just going to let them go? Like, okay.
Weird choice, but okay. You do you, Whirlwind.
You do you, Whirlwind. Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
He's like a...
I read the, like yeah, the
he's
bosses.
He's a green guy that like has a tornado.
I don't know. I didn't recognize a lot of the bosses.
A lot
that
of the bosses
game.
Seem to be X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, boss, like there's Sentinels.
Juggernaut.
And I thought there was another one, but I don't know. But like, yeah, they're... And this game is like Captain America and the Avengers, but yeah. I think it really should just be called The Avengers. Like,
well, yeah.
I don't know. It's not...
There should be more than just the four characters.
Yeah.
Choose from, too.
Well, there you can play as four characters, and then there are... Here's a bonus question.
Right.
Who are the heroes? Who are the other heroes you can play as? Or not play as, that make appearances. There's four of them.
Yeah, it's like Quicksilver and... Wasp. And then I remember there are two other ones I read that I don't really know who they are.
I'm trying to think of who they are. One is Namor the Submariner.
Yeah, I didn't know who that is. The other one
is...
I know it said it here in the Wikipedia.
Is it Ant-Man?
Wonder Man.
Who the fuck is Wonder Man? Oh, Wonder Man is like a... I don't know. He's like Marvel's Superman or some shit. I don't know. I really don't know. Wonder Man's one of those... he's not even that obscure. He just isn't in the movies, so nobody knows who he is.
Wonder Man.
Wonder Boy.
I know.
Okay, 0 for 3 this week, Drake. Yeah. 0 for 3. Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Captain America and the Avengers on the Super Nintendo?
I do indeed. Captain America and the Avengers was released in 1991 in arcade and 1993 on SNES.
Was it the same year for Genesis?
Yeah.
Okay. And
1992 for Genesis, Mega Drive, NES, late 1991. Game Boy in 1994.
I actually all day, or since we decided we were going to play Captain America and the Avengers, in my head, even like I just bought this game. I was actually in St. Cloud, our old stomping grounds.
I might be going there on Sunday.
About a week ago. Let's talk about this after the show, but anyway, I was at a retro game store and I bought this game because I've always wanted it. I think in my head I was buying the NES version because that was the one that was in my head, the 2D side.
So that's a 2D like platformer. Yep. This is a like beat 'em up in the vein of, you know, TMNT.
Yeah, yeah.
2 and X-Men and Simpsons.
Your classic like arcade
beat 'em ups.
Yep.
So the original arcade version was developed and published by Data East in 1991. The port for this was developed by Real Time Associates.
That classic company. Right,
and published by Mindscape.
Oh, Mindscape.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So it's weird that the like game, because Data East... Or Data East or whatever.
Data, whatever.
Same thing. Was a like Japanese company. So it was developed by Japan, but these games didn't ever come out in Japan.
Oh, they didn't?
Maybe the arcade did, but the console versions never did.
And that's why these companies are actually so bonkers.
Probably, because these companies are actually American companies then that made the port. So like the designer of the original arcade game is... Hidenobu Ito.
Okay.
But the designer or like the people, you know, the producer for the SNES version is David Warhol and Steve Hutchins.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting, but yeah, but who Hideki Hidenobu?
I don't remember what
the first guy you said, he's like the Hidenobu Ito.
Yeah. Okay. So the original arcade game. And these are just the SNES one is a port.
Of the arcade. I wasn't clear on that. I knew the NES one
wasn't.
And
then the NES one, though, was made by Data East as well.
Okay.
So they made the arcade version, and then they made a completely different version of the game that released on the NES. But I'm pretty sure that version as well did not come out in Japan. It was only in America.
And that one is completely misleading because that one should be called Captain America and Hawkeye.
Yeah, because those are the only two characters you can play as.
Yeah, right at the beginning, Iron Man and Vision get fucking slapped up by Red Skull and they're out of commission the whole time. Like, or he kidnaps them or something. I don't know, but you can't be them.
Yeah. So as with the Genesis and Mega Drive port, the NES game was developed in Japan but not released there.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. The composer of, I don't know if the music is different between the arcade game and this one. It must be, because there's a composer listed for the SNES version.
Yeah, it's probably...
So we'll just go with him.
Whatever. Okay.
It's Eric Swanson.
Oh, Eric Swanson. Okay.
No idea what else.
Don't know what else Eric did.
None of these people's names are clickable.
All right. Well, that's fair.
Not a single one of them.
Well, should we listen to some of Eric Swanson's jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it.
The Avengers. We'll be right back.
And we're back. It's fine. I mean, yeah,
it's fine.
One thing I did read about the music in this game, which was, I think, pretty unique for its time. And I know it's in the arcade. I assume it's in this version, too, is that when you are fighting a boss, when you've taken 2/3 of his health away and there's only 1/3 left, the music changes into like more heroic, like it's time to Avengers Assemble music. Da, na, 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 na. I don't know what the real music is, but I imagine it sounds just like that. Da, na, 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 na. Anyway, I thought that was kind of a cool fact. I was going to try and make that one of my 3 questions, but I didn't really know how.
Right. So yeah, this game is a beat 'em up. Where you play as one of the 4 Avengers in the game: Captain America, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Vision. Which I feel like Vision is an interesting choice.
Vision is a classic Avenger, though. Right. I mean, you know, I don't know. He's like his old gold self. He used to be all yellow.
Yeah. And you're fighting, the main villain of the game is Red Skull.
Or White, I guess. He was white.
Mm.
Anyway, sorry.
So Red Skull has assembled an army of supervillains and other henchmen in a plot to take over the world. So you fight against these guys like Claw, the Living Laser, Whirlwind, a Sentinel, Wizard, the Grim Reaper, the Mandarin, Juggernaut, Ultron, the Controller, the Assassin Crossbones, and finally, the Red Skull himself.
You know, we just
I don't know most of those.
Yeah, but most of those people have been in the movies.
Well,
Claw.
Who the fuck is Claw?
He's fucking Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dr. Claw.
So Claw, there's been Sentinels in the X-Men movies. The Mandarin.
Mandarin, kind of. Crossbones. I think that's him, and he's in Age of Ultron at the beginning. They fight him.
What?
Yeah. He's like isn't that Crossbones? I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
He's like the guy with the punches hard. Really? You know, like he's got the punch thing. Maybe. I think so.
And Juggernaut.
Juggernaut's in Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2, which I just watched the other night again.
It's a movie's fantastic.
The movie is so good.
It is so good. Yeah.
But yeah,
they did Juggernaut perfectly.
They did. They way better than in X-Men 3.
Yeah, everything is pretty much better than X-Men 3. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's a beat 'em up. You know, you punch and kick your way through. Everybody has their own kind of special attack, projectile weapon, Captain America's shield, Hawkeye's arrows, or an energy beam from Iron Man or Vision. And yeah, that's all you really need to know about
it. That's all you need to know. Well, should we play this fucking game?
Let's do it, man.
I think let's do it. So, Revelers, full disclosure, no shots tonight. We are just drinking some beers.
We are drinking some PBRs, though.
We are drinking some PBRs. Mine is dangerously low. Dangerously low.
Well, you know where there's more.
I do know where there's more. Should we... Hang on. Let's see. Nope, let's turn some sound on.
Get some sound going.
Here we go. Okay. 2-player action. Let's just do it.
2 players.
Here we go. Oh, my God. Who are you going to be?
Oof. I don't know. Wait. Who am I? 1 player?
You're
I'm
1 player.
I'm going to be Iron Man.
You're going to be Iron Man? I'm going to be Hawkeye. Okay. We did it. Red Skull seeks to conquer the world with a team of supervillains. It's colorful. I love when, the Super Nintendo has colorful games, and I love it.
He used a mind control machine to bring them all under his control.
Why does Juggernaut have a Cyclops eye? What is happening there?
And how can you control Juggernaut's mind? His helmet prevents that.
It does. Yeah, wait a minute. All right, we got some continuity errors right off the bat. Scene 1, the Avengers. Help!
All right, here we go, Avengers.
Avengers assemble!
Let's avenge.
Avengers unite! Okay, go. That's I read that too.
These people are running away.
I'll handle this.
Wait, who will? Both of you?
Either me or you. I'm not sure who.
Kablam! Blam!
Do I have arrows or is this how I fight? Are you pressing A to attack?
No. B, yeah, or A, yeah, shoots your
power
and stuff. X or Y does punches and kicks.
Oh,
I don't know what other B jumps.
I don't know what these things on the ground are.
Me neither.
Oh my God.
Rocks or
something? I'm being detained.
Jeez. Rocks. Oh my God. This guy's just like blasting me nonstop and it won't stop. I'm being detained now. Jesus Christ. That guy's just like, yeah, I was stuck in that same loop a little bit ago.
I don't know what. I'm just jumping around. There we go. Got him. Okay. Holy shit. I have no idea what's going on. This game is nuts. Oh my God. Whoa, we're at Whirlwind. Here we go. Oh, I want them. Oh, no, I see.
Fight these guys.
Don't interfere, Avenger. Wait a minute. There's two of us. Villains like you must be crushed. Looks like you're the one who's saying it. Well, oh, so this is like double boss action here.
I guess.
So a thing I read about this game, especially the NES version, is that I'm just getting wrecked by green here. I don't know what.
By this guy.
I like you can't fucking once you're in the loop, you can't get out of the loop. There we go.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh my God.
Choosing a hero now. I'm Captain America.
You're Captain America. I'll be Vision. Oh nope. I'll be Vision. Maybe. How do I be Vision?
Yeah, I'm just standing here and chucking my shield repeatedly.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got him.
Okay,
we got him. Okay.
We got them both.
But a thing I read about this game is that, especially the SNES version, like, you know how games will, you know, when you get hit, you get invincibility frames?
Yeah.
In this particular game, the NES version of Captain America and the Avengers, the enemies get it way more than you do. like is when you hit them, their invincibility frames last for way too long. So like you can't just like wreck them. Oh, I see. I'm pressing the wrong buttons. I keep jumping when I don't want to jump.
Oh, now we got
it. Oh, now here we go. Oh no.
He just like keeps showing up and laughing.
He does. Whirlwind sucks.
What the fuck is so funny, man?
Hey, get off me. Okay.
Now this guy's flying around.
Well, I'm the Vision. I can fly, right? How do I
Should
get
be
up
able
there?
To.
He can jump higher than I don't know.
He just walks with his like arms crossed.
He does. He's like Vision doesn't
Are you gonna fight us now? Fuck.
You can't escape. Here we go. Say it. You will wish you never came. Oh, they changed
they
it.
Fixed it for this.
It must be the arcade version. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. He's like, after you hit him, he really is invincible, though, for a long time.
Yeah. Like, you can't just, like, sit there and wreck him.
Ha. Just laughing at us. Fuck you, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, every single time. Oh, at least there's voice acting in this Super Nintendo game. Oh my God.
He's almost dead though.
He is, except for
he's dead.
He's dead. We did
stage clear.
Look at us just flying through it.
Damn right. Beating a level.
Hell yeah.
Level one.
Let's play something fun for that. What is it? Do you think?
I don't know. Just pick a random sound effect.
Mamma mia.
Yes. There we go. Other towns are being taken over.
Oh, no. Hurry Avengers. Okay, here we go.
Scene two. Target Town.
Ooh, I love going to Target Town. That's where I get all my needs.
Damn right.
Target fucking.
You get everything you need at Target.
Target Town is the place to be. The Vision is much better than Hawkeye. Hawkeye kind of sucks. Although we knew that.
Oh my God.
What is this nonsense?
See, I'm stuck in a fucking loop.
Oh, look.
Oh, my God. Just
Vision can
just die.
Okay. What is the attack button?
Why is the attack button?
Oh, you can jump attack, too.
Yeah.
Look, Vision can do it all the way down.
Like. Yeah, I think Iron Man can maybe do that, too. I remember reading that, but I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Oh, there's Wonder Man.
Who the fuck is...
Get on.
Oh, this is going to be one of the flying side-scrolling.
Okay, go.
So you get to just fly, but I need to.
I see.
Do this.
Oh, fun! This is like a like R-type action here, except for maybe a little bit less cool.
Blam! Blam! Smash! Crack!
Blam! Smash! Smash! Crack! Oh my god.
So yeah, just like
oh, those
mash.
Are your shields.
Those
I keep
are my
trying,
shield.
I keep trying to avoid.
Oh
them.
No, don't worry. That's just okay, my shield. Okay. Yeah, I'm just flying and whipping my shield, even though I feel like I'm throwing like six shields at once. Here.
The animation here is really good. Actually, I really like it. I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I can't tell.
I can't tell if I'm like hitting anything.
Me neither.
Oh, I'm dead. So.
Oh, you're dead. Do we get unlimited like continues in this
no,
game?
No, I think we only have. I have one left. You have two left.
How do you know? Oh,
it says C equals.
Well, that makes sense.
There might, maybe that we should have looked up to see if there was
any codes?
Sort of way to get unlimited continues or anything.
I bet there is. Maybe. Who knows? I bet there's probably like a level select or something. I should have looked up codes. I usually look up codes. But
yeah, I forgot to do that as well.
Oh, well. Where's the wasp? I want to see the wasp. She's supposed to help in these shoot 'em
oh,
levels.
Okay.
That's what she does. She helps in these levels.
Oh. How do you, like, do they just show up at random points? Or
it
like,
seems like it. Oh, oh there. Oh. Wasp. There
oh,
she
here
is.
She comes.
Yeah. Get 'em, wasp. Oh, my God. Okay. My arm is hurting from
what
all.
What is wasp doing?
She's like your, she's like a little protector or something.
Oh, like little things.
Although
I
seem to be getting hit, so right. I don't know.
I'm definitely, but I don't have wasp
can
attached.
I don't
to
know
me.
If I can. Oh.
Oh, you launched her.
I launched her. Oh, cool. Launching the wasp.
Weird.
She comes right back to you.
Yeah. Well, it's like the little thing you attach
on
to the front of your ship in R-Type.
Yeah, it is.
Another one of these fucking things. I don't know where to shoot.
I don't know either. Like, let's just have Wasp do it all. Oh, no.
Okay, I think we are doing it.
We seem to be doing it. I don't know.
Seems to be getting damaged, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm dead.
Okay, there we go.
Choose a hero. Okay, I'll choose
Iron Man this time. I just got real close and mashed the button.
We lost the Wasp.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's okay. I'm just literally mashing.
Oh, yeah.
Y.
That's what I've been doing this whole level.
Can you use superpowers here? Like, no.
This is your superpower.
Oh, this is your superpower. A and Y do the same thing. I see.
Everything does the same. Well, yeah,
everything
I guess
does
just
the same
A and
thing.
Y in this level do the same thing.
So should we talk about some Marvel stuff, Jurek? Like, have you watched Moon Knight?
I'm not done with it yet.
Okay.
I've
finished it.
Watched the first five episodes, so I only have the final episode left.
I mean, it's fine.
It's fine.
I just wish
I haven't felt super motivated to like watch it. I've just kind of been watching it because it's a Marvel show, and I feel like I should.
I Moon Knight is supposed to be like funny, and like he is.
I know
like,
nothing.
He's
about
crazy
Moon Knight.
in the show, but like not in the way he is in the comics. Like he's literally insane in the comics. Which is what he's supposed to be, you know? Like, and like he does just crazy shit and he's funny.
Hmm.
I don't know.
The show is definitely not funny.
No, it's not. Like, Oscar Isaac, fine, but I think he was kind of the wrong choice for Moon Knight. I don't know. I have not seen Doctor Strange 2 yet.
I've not seen Doctor Strange 2 yet.
No. Finally saw the new Spider-Man, so that's good. I think that's the most recent one, right? Oh my god, we're at a Sentinel.
Yeah, I think that was the most recent one before Doctor Strange, or since, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed.
I also enjoyed, like,
yeah, I am curious where kind of the Marvel Universe is going now.
Well, it
like,
seems like,
what are they going to build to?
From Loki, I think that the main villain is going to be Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah, that's what, but then, I don't know, Eternals... Built to kind of seem like there was...
Oh, right. Star Fox. Which,
is that what it was?
Yeah, which... Come on. Nintendo's got Star Fox. Let's not confuse everybody here. I don't know.
Whereas, like, I feel like...
Did we do it? We beat the Sentinel.
They should have... I guess... I don't know a ton of big, big Marvel villains, but I feel like
Galactus
would be the next, like, big,
a, yeah.
big one that would be a world-threatening, you know... If we don't stop him, the universe is in big fucking trouble.
Yeah, enemy. But I don't know how. Oh shit! Sorry, I triggered the start. I don't know how you build up to Galactus though.
I mean, I read some stuff and it seemed like that the ending of potentially actually like Eternals was
was Galactus.
Was leading to, because Galactus is.
Oh, right.
Like,
Star Fox is like the herald. No, Silver Surfer's Galactus.
Yeah.
Herald.
But there was something, I don't remember the specifics, but I read that made it sound like that could be a Galactus situation.
I'm gonna
just
die.
Because it's the same. He's like a celestial or something.
Yeah, I don't know. The Eternals was fine.
Yeah,
like, it was. I liked it, I guess, but like, I don't know.
It had potentially big like universe implications, but they're, I think, just gonna ignore that because the movie did so poorly.
Yeah, I don't know. It just is not like, I don't know. They, you know, they struck gold with Guardians of the Galaxy. But like once you start getting super like, and Guardians of the Galaxy is obscure, but not that obscure. Like the Eternals is like come on. Why
did,
are we having?
They just did Guardians so well.
They did it so well. I know. Like they just, you will not escape me alive.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. Hammer, sickle. I don't know what. Grim Reaper, maybe. I literally have no idea.
Oh God, I'm dead. Game over.
Game over. Oh, I have one. Oh, I can still choose a hero.
Yeah, you got on to zero. So
I can't be Captain America though.
Oh, because I killed him.
All right, I'll be Vision again.
All right, I'm gonna look up codes for when you die.
What do you mean when I die?
Well, I mean you're gonna die eventually.
I am.
Beat the whole fucking game.
Well, I mean that'd be ideal, but this boss is gonna actually kill me. So, hey, get out of here. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, bruh.
You're getting close, man.
I know. Oh, but I'm in a loop. Got him. Stage clear. Oh, my God. That was intense. Okay. The Vision did it, though.
Man.
He fucking did it.
Let's see.
Red Skull has really commanded his team of villains. Do you find any codes? To fight the Avengers to the finish.
Look at
Red Skull here. He looks odd. Something's wrong. What is Red Skull planned next? From what I understand, you go to fight Red Skull, and then you actually fight a robot Red Skull. What? Challenge from the bottom of the sea. Oh, I bet Namor is going to show up in this one.
Probably.
It
seems like there might not be cheats without using like...
Game Genie
or
are you
play
serious?
Pro Action Replay.
Are you on GameFAQs?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh,
I'm
gonna
die.
I can't
find any cheats.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking die. Okay. What? Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Oh, game over. I'm dead. Okay. Well, that was really fast. I beat the boss and then these fucking mooks took me down.
Right?
God,
we beat
it.
Like two bosses and a sentinel. The sentinel seemed like it was.
Oh, we can enter our initials.
Oh.
You got to do it, though. Oh, great score, player one.
Oh, so maybe you'll enter your initials next.
Maybe.
You probably,
the high score names right now are awesome, radical, gnarly, good job, cool, fair, and practice. The practice guy barely got points.
Threw an A at the end there.
Please press start to resume. I don't get to enter. Oh, I
do
get to enter my name.
Right above me with my MJJA.
Let's see. I'm going to enter mine. Here we go. Oops. Nope. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My D-pad's weird, apparently. Here we go. M-T-E. How do I? There we go. Boom. Press start to resume. Yes, we've entered our initials. The Avengers. Okay, so literally no codes, huh? No cheats.
Nothing I can find.
I'm gonna look here on the old computer.
Yeah, you look too, but
Captain America and the Avengers SNES cheat codes. Yeah, looks like only with a Game Genie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oops.
Now, here's a question, though.
I guess let's just look at the options and see if...
Maybe you can just...
Maybe there's just like... We could have at least had five continues, so we could have gone...
And were we on...
I think we were maybe on easy.
We were on easy. It starts you on easy.
That seems like default.
So. Okay, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Isn't there... Like, isn't the... Because we're playing the SNES cartridge on the Retron 3.
Right.
And isn't there a way to enter... Pro Action Replay or Game Genie codes or something
I have no idea
on the Retron. I don't think so. Maybe not. I don't fucking know. What are we looking at time-wise?
Like 45 minutes.
Well, I mean, this could just be a short one, or we just play again, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, we just... By the time we're done, we're just going to make it through the same levels we just did.
I know, I guess.
And no further.
I mean, I don't know. I think we got a pretty good idea what this game's
about. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a beat-em-up and stuff. It's a beat-em-up. We made it as far as we're... Yeah, like I said, by the time we're done with it, if we play for another 5 or even 10 minutes, we're just going to make it back to that exact same level, and then it'll be time anyways. So we did that much. I wish, if only there was a level select or something. Would be nice if there was some sort of cheat codes. Like, what kind of arcade game ported to the SNES doesn't have cheat codes?
I don't know.
Because we're not putting fucking quarters in this shit. Lame sauce. Give it up, man. There's no cheat codes.
I know. I'm... okay, I think you can use it. You just have to have a Game Genie.
Oh, you can use a Game Genie on it, but...
I thought for some reason... Like, on a lot of emulators, you just, like, put in the codes. Right. You know, so... Oh, well.
I never had... I had a Game Genie for the NES growing up.
I have one for the NES. It's right over there somewhere. It's in there somewhere.
Never had one for the SNES.
I never had one for the SNES or anything else. I don't even know if I ever saw one for for anything else.
Just NES, which I would use occasionally.
Yeah,
it was just
kind of fun. You can just mess with the game, you know?
Yeah. Do crazy shit. like you can play like Mario 3
and always fly.
Just fly the whole time, like Skywalker mode, I think it was the cheat.
Or you can play Mario 1 and you can jump so high that you'll always jump over the flag.
Yeah, but then
you can't do anything.
Because
I know.
You can't go backwards. You just keep going forward, but you never encounter another flag.
I know,
it just scrolls
the same thing
over.
Well,
now you're stuck. Now you have to restart the entire game because you done fucked up.
Well, oh no.
What'd you just do?
Nothing. There we go. I was just in the wrong thing.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, so I think it's time for final thoughts, Drake. No final shots, but final sips for final trips in your mind. What?
What?
Yeah, don't worry about that. How many, let's see, how many of Juggernaut's weird eyeballs out of 10 do you give Captain America and the Avengers on the Super Nintendo?
I mean, it's fun. It's no worse for wear than most other brawlers and stuff, beat 'em ups like this.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get stuck in a constant attack loop. Like, you get knocked down, the second you get back up and try to attack, you just get a guy
like,
will literally just stand there shooting at you and timing the shots perfectly, so you fall down and you get hit by one, and right when you pop up for the next
one, you just get hit again. You don't have enough invincibility frames. The enemies have too
many. They really do. You hit them and they just like flash for a couple seconds.
Yeah,
it seems a little unfair.
Right. And why are they making the Super Nintendo one unfair when, like, well, I guess the idea was that so you couldn't beat it when you rented it, you know?
Probably.
Like, God, the rental market really made everything so difficult for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we loved it, you know? I mean, how else would you play games?
I mean, at the time as a kid, I didn't think of those aspects at all. I want to rent this game, and I made it this far this time. I want to rent this game one more time.
Right.
Like, you know?
Wait a minute. Did you give it how many Juggernaut
eyeballs? I'm
going to
give it a... 7?
7.
6.5?
6.5. I was thinking a 6. You know, it's a fine game. It's nothing to write home about. I don't know. It is cool, like, I don't know, I feel like there's not a ton of games where you get to be Captain America and Iron Man and Vision and Hawkeye.
I mean, as far as the Ultimate Alliance games are really sweet. Those are probably the best games where you get to play as like Avengers
and stuff,
or X-Men Legends.
Ultimate Alliance 3, which came out for Switch. No?
I did not. I played Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2, I think.
Okay. I remember playing
X-Men Legends 2. I played. I mean, that was just X-Men, but it was the same concept of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those games are sweet. Those are probably some of the best. You know, and then there was recently like the Avengers like online game, but it didn't do well at all.
No, apparently not at all.
To the point where now, like, the company that made it, Crystal Dynamics, was owned by Square Enix, and Square Enix just is selling their Western developers, like Crystal Dynamics and a couple other companies. So, like, they're selling the companies that make the Tomb Raider games, the Hitman games, and Avengers too.
I had no idea that Tomb Raider and Hitman were Square Enix. Yeah.
They bought the companies that made them like years ago. The like reboots of Tomb Raider that have come out like recently that have actually been really good and sold really well have now been sold. I don't think the deal has necessarily gone through yet, but it's in the works.
Okay.
Of being sold to some company that's just been like buying up developers left and right.
Oh.
They own now like so many developers.
You mean Microsoft?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not Microsoft. I don't remember the company now. It used to be like it was something else, and then it became like THQ Nordic when they bought THQ.
Oh.
As well.
Cool.
And yeah.
Okay.
But anyways.
Anyway, Captain America and the Avengers.
Avengers games.
Yeah.
This one's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a little hard.
It would be fun, you know, I mean, to play in an arcade, you know, like.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Pumping quarters into it and just to eventually beat it. Like, we did that one at the State Fair one time.
Yeah,
it was
we
like
beat
me,
X-Men.
You, Joey, and Nate, maybe, or Maddie, or something.
Took like 10
as long as, like,
something.
One of us was still alive, they were like, okay, just stay alive. I have cash. I just need to go get more quarters. And we just kept pumping in quarters into it, and we beat it.
I would say we each probably put in $5 to $10.
Oh, at least $5 of quarters.
Yeah.
But very I had a blast,
fun,
dude.
Very fun. Yeah, we beat it, though, and it's awesome. That game is, like, I used to have it on Xbox Live, like, Xbox Live Arcade.
And that, you could put unlimited continues
right
onto it.
And
I
feel
it
like, why don't they
too.
Just let you do that in this?
I don't
just
know.
Like keep adding credits, you know? Like, who cares? Like, I don't know. That's a oversight.
Because they want
you
to rent it.
Well, I guess.
Or they want you to buy it.
They want you to buy it. Yeah, that's true. Jurek, let's see. What did other people think about this game?
So the arcade version, I can find Allgame gave it 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
As far as the SNES version, the only publication is Game Players. Gave it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, well, that's what I gave it. So
Game
good.
Pro gave the Game Gear version an 11.5 out of 20. It's a weird rating scale.
It is a really weird rating scale.
Okay. EGM gave the Game Gear version a 32 out of 50.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What are these rating scales, guys? Come on.
Come on. Get it together.
This I don't understand what this means here, but the publication Sinclair User gave it gave it the award of games most likely to save the universe.
Yeah, that's right. If you play this game, you will save the universe.
Yeah, the November 1991 issue of Sinclair User
gave
it the shared award for games most likely to save the universe.
Interesting.
As one of the best superhero games, along with Spider-Man the video game and Captain Commando.
Wait a minute. Spider-Man the video game? Like,
I don't know. Let's click on Spider-Man the video game, also known as Spider-Man, is a 1991 arcade video game developed by Sega. Based on the Marvel Comics character Spider-Man.
Interesting. We should get it. I bet. Is it on the Genesis?
Platforms arcade.
Ah.
Only.
Okay. Interesting.
Up to 4 players simultaneously. Who do you play as? It's Spider-Man. Looks like Black
Ben
Cat.
Riley. Black Cat.
Let's see. The game allows the user to play as
Firestar,
Spider-Man.
Iceman.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man, Black Cat, Submariner, and Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's right. Those are Spider-Man's best friends.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's canon.
Hawkeye gets to be in all these fucking video games?
Because he's cool. He's got a bow and arrow, man.
Fucking Hawkeye, man.
It's easy to fucking program a guy with a bow and arrow.
Yes, he literally looks exactly the way he does in this game.
Yeah, it's probably the same.
Came out the same year.
Right. Anyway, Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Captain America and the Avengers, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We just love to hear from you, Revelers. We'd love to hear from you. So give us game suggestions. Just say what's up. Tell us we're a bunch of D-bags. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, really. But we'd love to hear from you.
Indeed. Indeed.
Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. I don't even know if that's a thing. I don't fucking know anymore.
We've been saying this for the last like 3.5 years. We don't know how that works.
I think that's about it, though.
Indeed.
You want to take us out, Drake?
Sure do. Until next time.
Until next
time. Because who knows when that'll be. Game on, Earth's drunken mightiest heroes.
Game on, Earth's drunken mightiest heroes. Yes, we did it, Drake.
Didn't know how to phrase that. Mightiest heroes, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Earth's drunken mightiest heroes. But I feel
like, but you got to put the drunken part in there. So it's like drunken Earth's mightiest heroes. Just didn't sound right.
It's perfect. It was perfect.